You're listening to Robert Martinez, the apartment rock star. Robert is a national award-winning real estate brand influencer and entrepreneur whose company, Rockstar Capital Management, was recognized as the 15th fastest growing company in Houston by the Houston Business Journal. In addition to his 11 100% refinance cash out events, his company has earned 15 city, state, and national apartment association awards.
This is Kent Clothier. If you are looking to improve your life, improve your business, and just get it all together, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Time Is Now podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Kent Clothier coming to you live. Hopefully you guys are having an amazing week. I have a very, very special guest here today, Mr. Rob Martinez. What's going on, brother? How are you?
Hey, how are you? How are you? Thanks for having me on your show.
Of course, brother. I'm glad you're here. So, I want to jump right into it. You know, we try to keep these basically 20 or 30 minutes to deliver a ton of value to people really quickly. I'm really interested in your story, your quest to get to 10,000 units, all that kind of good stuff. And I'd love for people to kind of learn a little bit about that and then ultimately how they can kind of follow your lead there. So, but before we do that, let's why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself here real quick.
Well, my name is Robert Martinez. I am a CEO of Rockstar Capital Management, founded in 2011. We own 3,699 units, apartment units today in Houston, Texas, and across Texas. We just acquired our two largest acquisitions, $51 million, down in South Texas, down in Corpus Christi and in Kingsville. Great hunting, great area, schools, water. It's great down there. But our claim to fame is, you know, we do really, really well. We've earned 17 city, state, national apartment association awards since 2011. I was recently named the National Independent Owner of the Year for the second time. To my knowledge, there's nobody else that's won it twice. So I'm very, very excited about that.
So how'd you get started, man? Tell me a little bit. I mean, you haven't been doing it all that long, right?
Yeah, I got introduced to real estate in 2007. I was driving around. I had a sales job. I graduated from Texas A&M, had an engineering degree. I got in oil and gas sales. Did that for the better part of 10 years. And then just got kind of tired of it, you know, and got tired of people monkey with my commission plan. And you know how it is, right? New management comes in, new ownership comes in, it changes hands. And, you know, they update your commission plan, your compensation plan. And, you know, the quickest way to cut expenses is to find the guys making the most amount of money and try to cut their territory or try to redirect them in a way.
Yeah, that's unfortunately, that's the norm, right?
That is the norm, you know. And so no better way to de-incentivize a sales guy than to play around with his commission plan. But that got me looking. I decided that, you know, this isn't the game that I wanted to play. I realized I wasn't going to have control of my financial future, my employer was. And I needed to figure out a way to take it back. So I started looking around at different kinds of ways to, you know, maybe just do a mom and pop type of situation. You know, I looked at coin operated laundry machines, like water vending machines, and I stumbled into real estate. I heard a local real estate club here in Houston, Texas called Lifestyles Unlimited. Joined them in 07, met up with a business partner there, somebody else that I networked, and he and I started a company, and we ran it up to 2,000 units before I left in 2011. And at the time that I left, we had survived the recession. We were doing really, really well. It was time for me to go on my own and started Rockstar Capital Management in 2011. I brought over the best and brightest. And again, today we're at 21 communities, 3,699 units.
Man, that is awesome. That is congratulations, first off, dude. I mean, 8 years, that kind of growth is kind of unheard of. And you know, that's what this entire podcast series is all about. Basically, seizing the moment, taking advantage of what's going on right now in the market, not being afraid of it. So before you got into, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper here for a second. So before you got into real estate, had you ever owned your own business before?
No, I had not. I'd been a career W-2 employee. I had not owned my own business before. You know, it was just, it started from scratch.
Wow, dude. So you get out there, you start. So what, when you're making that move, I mean, obviously the motivation is to kind of control your own destiny, but talk for me for a minute. There's a lot of people, so the audience, there's a lot of people out there that are going to be listening to this. That one, they're certainly going to be, because of my audience, they're certainly going to gravitate towards real estate, but equally, they really gravitate towards the journey, right? The come up, the guy or girl that's out there and got the shit kicked out of them and whatever reason is trying to figure out a way to dig in their heels and do what they need to do. So I want to talk about that for a second. When you're out there and you're highly motivated because of the commission situation, I mean, you naturally had some fears that you had to overcome. Let's talk about it for a second. What's the single biggest fear that you had when you were going out?
You're failing, right? I mean, you're going to fail. You get so used and really brainwashed into thinking, go to school, get good grades, get a good job, retire with them for 40 years and get some sort of, you know, 401k, or if you're lucky for a company that still has a pension plan. That's what you're taught. And right. It takes a while to unwire that. I really am thankful for joining that real estate club, because I got to see, it was like, I'm sure we've all read Rich Dad Poor Dad, but the club was like a Rich Dad Poor Dad book. Everybody wanted to do what you're doing. So it was a huge vibe. It was positivity. You hear stories. It was an interesting way to get exposed into real estate, but you still got to dive, right? You still got to jump. And I just, in my time, I don't think you can get out and change your situation unless you do something dramatic. You know, if you want an abnormal result, you got to do something abnormal. You got to do something extraordinary. And I walked away from a 6-figure income. And I dove in there with both feet. And you always hear that you don't want to you want to diversify, right? You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. But that's exactly what you should do. You should put all your eggs in one basket and guard it with your life. Yeah. And make sure that everything that could possibly go wrong, you try to come up with a defense against it. And you win. You win in the end. When it's just you and it's all your ambition, if what you really can do matches your mouth, you're going to win.
Amen, baby. Talk to me about going off and bringing in partners and raising capital and all that kind of good stuff. I mean, I know if you're trying to go off and buy these units and do this, I'm assuming you had not a lot of experience. I mean, I had none experience, right? But when you're trying to do syndications and put this kind of stuff together and get the money together, talk to us about that journey. What does that look like? How did that, what would the first meetings go like versus the meetings now and all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, well, for sure. Again, if you're in a good real estate club, right, you're with other people, not everybody wants to take that immediate dive. They don't want to be the guy that signs on the dotted line for a $3.5 million recourse loan, but they're willing to invest with you, right? So how do you stand out? Well, I think one of my benefits is my ability to sell. You know, I'm a commission sales guy. So if I didn't kill what I was going to eat tonight, I didn't eat. And so there's a certain fire that goes with that personality. There's a certain ambition, and I just refuse to fail. You know, we have an attitude within our company. It's whatever it takes. It's a motto that we share. And we believe that we're not going to quit. And with my company, I surround myself with heart. I don't need the most talented person. I need the guy with the biggest heart. Because the guy with the biggest heart isn't going to quit, right? Exactly. And so, you know, when they see that, when a potential investor see that, they gravitate towards you. You know, I like to follow Gary Vaynerchuk a lot. I've actually been in his office a couple of times and had a 30-minute consultation with him back in February. But I remember something he said to me. He goes, man, if you're good enough, the market will find you. And that's exactly what's occurred. That's exactly what's occurred. And so those early investors are believing in your personality. They're believing in your drive. They're believing in the way you present your business model. But then later on, once your results start to come in, you know, they find you. I get an email every day from somebody wanting to invest. You know, it wasn't like that in the beginning, right? But, you know, 8 years later, 12 years later, if I actually got started in 2007, you get a name around the city. You get brokers that want to present deals to you. You get investors who want to invest with you. You know, and so it's just, if you're good enough, the market will find you. You know, we're very fortunate. We just celebrated our 12th cash out refinance event. That the partnership itself, the gross number was at 92%, but the other 11 have hit over 100% return just in that lump sum cash distribution. So of those deals that I have, and I've got several that have 200% return, 300% return. When you promote some of that, when people find out about that, friends and family, they come find you.
No doubt, baby. No doubt. Just prove it, right? You got to, if you, like you said, you do what you say you're going to do, and don't, you know, I think a lot of people out there, again, we've all been conned to believe one story or another. One of them certainly being that go to work for somebody else and they're going to take care of you in the end, which you and I both know that it could not be even further from the truth. But equally, the other kind of myth is that success is on one of our timelines, and it's just not. I mean, all you can do is sit down, do what you do best, and perform as you said you were going to, especially when you have investors involved. And in the end, to your point, now all of a sudden the pendulum eventually kind of swings the other way. Now these people are anxious to do business with you, right? You probably got more money coming at you now than you know what to do with.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because this big acquisition we just did 60 days ago, it was our largest equity raise. You know, we raised $17 million. I'd never raised $17 million at one time. I've got a total of nearly $80 million today in investor capital working, but I'd never done $17 million at one time. And that's a big percentage, you know, on that number. But you know what? It came in. Once I did that initial podcast, not podcast, so WebEx, webinar and they got to see the expression, they got to hear your voice, they got someone to explain the numbers and what they're looking at, you know, if it came in. So I think you need to definitely have a passion for what you're doing. And I think you need to believe in yourself. You know, you mentioned earlier about like, well, it sounds like you had phenomenal success growing to 3,600 units or 3,700 units. I think I went really slow, you know, because for the first 3 years we're in business, I bought one deal a year and they were in the 100 unit variety range.
Right. You
know, one deal in 2011, one deal in 2012, one deal in 2013. And it wasn't until 2014, I was like, wait a minute, we're winning awards. We're standing out above the noise. Why aren't we pushing ourselves a little further? Right. And we bought four deals that year, but they were still smaller. There were four smaller deals. Then in 2015, we bought two deals, but there were larger deals. And in 2016 is when it really started to happen. We bought four larger type deals and we just continue to add. And today we've got 21 communities across Texas.
So the one you just bought, the 51 million, how big was that?
It's actually two assets totaling 450 some units. So they're both class A. One was built in 2014, the other was built in 2017. Same owner. They don't have anything else in Texas or from out of town, and they wanted to get out of the market. One of them is struggling, and they wanted they had to get rid of the good one to get rid of the bad one. And the bad one built in 2017, I'm like, yeah, that's one that I want because nothing's going to break right now, right? I can go in and add a little bit of value add stuff, a little bit of amenities that they're not adding, but it's all management. And I think we're really good at that. We're especially reputation management. We have some of the best reputation management scores in the country. In Houston, Texas, there were 28 properties that are ranked in the top 1% nationally for resident satisfaction. And that's measured by a company called J. Turner Research. We have four of the 28.
Oh, wow.
And I think that says it all. It's 15%, 17% of the overall market share of the best and the best. One of those properties just won the National Community of the Year based on its reputation ranking. Among all properties.
All right, so let's talk about that. How do you guys go about managing that? How do you deliver on the customer experience? Because you're not only delivering in that regard, you're not only delivering to your investors, but to your tenants, and the experience that they are having has to be exceptional to get that kind of accolade.
Absolutely. I think I'm very fortunate. I was blessed with a lot of emotional intelligence. Especially as a sales guy, you got to understand, I'm not selling one time. I'm selling for the future. I have a customer that will keep buying from me if I continue to provide the level of service. So let's go back into, you know, re-engineer this, the process. You make no money when somebody moves out. I'm sorry, when somebody moves in. You make all the money in real estate when they renew. So why isn't everything designed to get that renewal? It's very simple. My whole staff understands that. We make no money. I got vacancy loss. I got concessions. I got marketing expenses. I got labor. I got commissions. I got what apartment.com. I mean, it's just whatever market space you have, you only make money when they renew. So figure out a way to make sure that they'll renew. The number one reason why people move out is maintenance. The number one maintenance headache in the apartment industry is air conditions. So why don't you eliminate that number one problem right away, especially in Houston, Texas? You cannot have an AC go out in August. You can't because you're not going to get that. It's 102 right now, you know, it's hot, but we take out all of the X factor out. We make sure it's a controlled variable. So we replace all the ACs day one. So when that resident moves in, when we take over a property, they all get gutted and they all get replaced. I get new brand new warranties on them that are going to cover my ownership period, but they're going to get cold air. It's about basic services. I replace the boiler. I make sure that there's consistent pressure and hot water in the morning when they want to take a shower. If there's something, sediment, whatever in there, we put a water softener system. It's about basic services. It's not about the giant movie theater that you put in. It's not about, you know, the crazy infinity pool that some people have. It's about basic services. People don't move out if they're taken care of. They move out when they're not taken care of. And I think our understanding of basic needs is what separates us.
Dude, I love that. That is, you know, it's interesting. You and I kind of share a very similar philosophy in that I tell people all the time, it's a race to zero, right? There's an ocean of mediocrity out there in the world today.
And yeah,
that the basics, the things that make common sense, the things that just, it's amazing how those things now seem extraordinary because the general public has been dumbed down to expect mediocrity. But exactly what you're saying, it's not hard to stand out and get accolades and be recognized as an industry leader, but for something, when you just break it down like that, that seems like such common sense and just do the right thing, right?
And you know what else is? Tell that story. We're taught, you know, as we're children, we're loud, we're bubbly, we're vivacious. We color outside the lines. What happens throughout life?
Yeah.
We get conformed. We're told to color within the lines. We're told to be quiet, not to draw attention to yourself. Man, one of my other guys I like to follow, Grant Cardone, talks about it. If you're not promoting it, you're demoting it.
Right.
Right. You've got to tell people what you do different. You've got to promote your company. You got to be proud of who you are and what you bring to the table, right? We use a lot of video. This video right here, I'm sure you're going to use it on YouTube. We're going to use it too. We've learned to storytell using video, because nobody shows up on a Saturday morning anymore with an apartments.com book or apartment guidebook, and they're going to tour 10 properties. They do their research online during the week, and they're going to go to the property that stands out to them on Saturday. The best use of video, showing your amenities, showing what life is like, your reputation management. Do you get bad reviews? And if so, how do you manage them? Do you promote the reviews? Have you ever asked your resident to give you? I mean, every time somebody renews, aren't they happy? Every time somebody moves in, aren't they happy? So why aren't you asking for a review? Drown out the hate, because who's leaving the negative reviews? The guys that are getting evicted, the guys that don't want to follow community policies, the guys that are getting whatever because they didn't want to follow the rules. But if you just drown them out, drown out that hate with the positive reviews, you can get the reputation management scores up. And that's what people follow. People follow what other people like.
I love that.
So if you got something to say, say it. Right behind me is our studio. It's our podcast studio. Mm-hmm. You know, got something to say, and we're going to say it.
I love it, brother. I love that. So talk to me for a minute about the actual investment grade properties. What is it that you guys are looking for? I mean, if somebody's watching this and they try to bring you a property, or they're out there, or for anybody, I mean, that's just trying to get into the multifamily side of the business. What is it? I mean, I'm assuming you guys are taking properties that you bring, that you feel like, obviously they're income producing assets out of the gate, but you feel like you can drive value for your investors, for everybody. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Number one, I don't buy one off. I like to buy in a group, or I like to cluster. Right. So in one of my submarkets, we have 73% market share right now. We control rents because I've acquired deals over time. Another submarket that we're getting really excited about, we've got 34% market share. We get another deal that I'm wanting to get, hopefully in a couple months, that'll push us to 40% market share. When you can play Monopoly, you can control the submarket. So when I buy a deal, I'm not buying it for a one-off. I'm not going to buy again in that area. So it's got to be an area where I think there's growth, where I'm gonna be there again to buy another deal in 6 months, in a year, 2 years, where there's gonna be long-term sustained growth. So that's number one. Number two, I've learned that I don't wanna buy too small. I bought too small in the beginning. And the problem with too small is that you don't have enough bullets in the gun. You can't get, for example, if somebody has a 100-unit property versus a 200-unit property, your budget is twice as big for everything. For labor, you can go pay a little bit more to get that better experience manager, that better experience maintenance guy. You can spend more on your marketing budget instead of just doing this kind of ad. Now you can do a bigger ad on Facebook ads or apartments.com or whoever you use to draw in attention. But bigger is better. You got to have more units. So I won't look at a 100-unit property anymore. It's just too small for me. It's not worth the overhead, and it's not worth the time. Back in the early days when I was just getting started, mom and pop, when I had that time to basically play operator, play on site there and help the manager, we could do those, right? Because those are great. So for all your younger investors, do a smaller deal. Do an 80-unit deal at least, right? We have one person outside and one person inside, because 80 units will give you the income that you need. And then guard that with your life. Grow, buy, create, jump that NOI up, sell it, you know, get your cash out and go get bigger. I got to go out and get the 10,000. I can't do it on a 100-unit property.
Right.
I got bigger units, right, that give me that staff that I need, that marketing budget. Those are lessons I had to learn through time. I had to learn those. So that's number one. Number two, I want to buy something that looks like it's mismanaged. Either they're below rental market, they're strategically located, and they're not getting the rents that they should get, or there's something wrong, right? If I go in there and I look at the reputation scores and they're terrible, I'm like, yeah, I can buy that one. I can get down because I know my scores are some of the best in the country. I will operate better than them.
And by operating, to your point, then you'll turn around and the retention will go up, and now the cash flow, the vacancies will go down ultimately.
As I talked to you before, I'm going to replace all the ACs. I'm going to make sure basic services are right. That's our bread and butter, is improve the basic services. Then we're going to promote the crap out of our property. We're going to use podcasting. We're going to use video. We have a full-time videographer that she goes to our properties, or she follows me around. We have writers, you know, that create blogs for us, that update our websites, that increase communication with our investors, constantly telling that story, constantly moving forward. Then we also use technology where we have what we call now VLCs, our virtual leasing station. You can literally lease at home. You can do a 3D tour. You can do everything you need to do without actually having to come to the office. Make it easy, because time's money today. People don't want to come to the property. They want to live there, but many times they don't even want to come. They just want to sign a lease.
Right.
They want to show on Saturday and make sure it looks fine, you know, but you got to keep up with technology. Now we're starting to do smart home technology. How, you know, how you can have a little lock on your car and it turns, you know, it locks it or turns it on. What if you could have that from your apartment?
Yep.
Well, what if your mom's coming over and she needs to go pick up something for you or whatever? You can unlock it for her. You can send her a code. She can punch it in. That's the next level stuff. But really, it goes down. It goes back to basics. We're going to add the technology. We're going to stand up above that. But we're going to make sure that if I see a tired boiler that's 40 years old, I know the residents are not getting the service that they need. It's not consistent. The water is getting cold. And it's also really fuel inefficient. If I see 30-year-old ACs, I know that, they're having problems as well. So those are just easy, easy takes for us to go. It's low-hanging fruit.
All right, so let's we're gonna start putting a bow on it here. But so you shared a ton of great information here, dude. By the way, this has been really good. You know, I'm hearing some things that I just want to reiterate to the audience. One is definitely returning to the basics, right? Taking care of the things that just matter most. Two, making sure that you're promoting, talking out there, making sure that people are hearing the message. Because if you don't have a voice, then you're gonna get drowned out by somebody undeserving. Equally, focus on some of the bigger units out there versus some of the smaller units. What else? What are the, you know, you've been doing this now for a while, and there's two things to me. One, kind of the reason why we've gravitated together is one, obviously your entrepreneurial journey matters, right? I mean, and it's very unorthodox, right? Most people go out and get the ever-living shit kicked out of them really good, and then they kind of figure out how to work through, which I'm sure you have those battle scars as well. And then second, being so successful over that period in acquiring these massive assets and where everybody's winning. Looking back, what's the advice you would give yourself if you're starting this whole thing over, you know, 8 years ago? You know it now, didn't know it then. What would you say?
Well, number one, I would tell everybody there's no advance to go and collect $200. This is a journey. This is your lesson. Every little pearl wisdom that I just gave you is a battle scar. I learned that. You know, I learned it because I'm an operator. I have boots on the ground. I understand how the business works. There's nothing within the business I don't get because I've actually run the business. I sat in that leasing chair. I sat walking around, you know, knocking on doors for delinquency. I've toured people. I understand what they're looking for. So the people that they're going to raise capital and go buy a 100-unit deal and give it to a third-party management company, that doesn't make sense because you don't learn the lessons and they don't have skin in the game. You do. When you have to sign on that line, you've got your kids' money on that line, and it's recourse to you, I promise you, you're going to get up in the morning, you're going to go to work, and you're going to learn the lessons you need to learn. So that's the very, very first thing, I think. Number two, you got to believe in yourself. There's so much negativity from friends, from family, from whatever, because they don't understand it. But it doesn't mean that it's wrong, right? Guard it with your life. If you are passionate about it, jump in there and guard it with your life. I think those are the two big things that I would say. I think you just have to trust yourself. Learn the business. Don't believe that someone else is going to learn it for you and then explain to you or you're going to get their best effort. Because until they put $100,000 in that deal or until they sign on the dotted line for a seven-figure, eight-figure loan, you're not going to get their best effort.
Dude, I love that. And it's very true. Man, couldn't be more true. That was dead on, brother. Well, we like to keep it short and sweet here. I appreciate you bringing the heat and bringing the value. This has been awesome, brother. If people want to get in touch with you, tell me how they can reach out to you.
And you can go out to rockstarcapital.com. We have a link there that you can, first you can see all of our videos. You can go to the Invest With Us tab and you can get a packet on that. Additionally, you can also send me an email at robert@rockstar-capital.com. It's robert@rockstar-capital.com. And send me an email. Let me know what I can do to help you.
Awesome, brother. I appreciate you. Guys, go check him out. This has been awesome, man. We'll get this out when we get it out. Make sure that everybody out in the world gets a chance to hear it because this has been really good, bro. I appreciate you.
Thanks very much.
You got it, dude. Take care.
Hey, thanks again for tuning in to today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't gotten signed up yet with one of our award-winning products, I would invite you to go to REWW.com. Check it out. Whether you're looking for advice on entrepreneurship, you're just looking for access to our Real Estate Investing Academy, whether you want to attend one of our upcoming live events, everything you need is right there. Plenty of videos, plenty of free training, plenty of access to software and tools that will help you to become a really successful real estate investor. Again, everything is right on the site at REWW.com. You can also check us out at kentclothier.com.